In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So brothers and sisters, now we are in the midst of the preparation period before the great fast, the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee. And as I've told you many times about the Scriptures, read them to see what they say to you personally. And I've said many times, not silly things like what job you should get or whether you should move or things like that, but instead about your soul, about what you need to do to save your soul, about what is lacking in you and what perhaps by God's grace you may have accomplished and that you need to continue in. So this parable about the publican and the Pharisee gives us many examples of how to live and how not to live. So the publican, he's led a poor life. He's done things that are wrong. He's cheated people. He's extorted money from people. Basically, all of the things that the Pharisee says he has been guilty of. Because publicans in that day were people who were basically servants of the Roman government. They were Jews, but they were kind of like turncoats. So they collected taxes for Rome, but also collected a little extra for themselves. And they were rather vicious, and they were basically vassals of Rome. So their people hated them. And they lived with riches, but without respect. And eventually a man loses respect for himself when he does not live in the right way. So this publican goes into the church, goes into the temple, and feels completely unworthy, like he has nothing whatsoever to offer God. And this feeling of his is actually wrong. This feeling is not factually correct. Because what God wants from us is our heart, so the Scriptures say. He says, "Give me your heart." And the publican does this well. All he does is beat on his breast and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now perhaps we would fall into a trap and say, well, we're not an adulterer, we're not an extortioner, you know, we haven't murdered anyone, so we're not like other men are. When we forget how many things we do that are abhorrent to God, how many things we do that are against our own code of living, how many times we lie to ourselves, we do things that we know are wrong. So we are very much like this publican if we are honest within ourselves. It matters not whether or not we haven't committed murder or adultery or extortion. God wants us to be perfect. And God has given us a great gift, Himself. And aren't we like that man who looks in a mirror and then he goes away and he's forgotten what he looks like? We forget what we look like all the time. We forget about the God that lives within us. The image of God is within us. And not only that, but Jesus Christ Himself lives within us. So why do we keep on living in a way that is contrary to this? This is a question that's difficult to answer. And the publican had these same questions. And all he could do was simply cry out for mercy. He didn't think that he had anything to give God. He didn't say, "God, I do this," or "God, I do that." Nothing at all. All he could bring to God is his sorrow and his desire to do better. Now, parables are small little vignettes. They don't tell the whole story. They just tell a portion of the story. So let us complete this story. And this must be absolutely true, what I'm about to say of how this publican and Pharisee continued on in life. The publican was sorry. All he could do is beat his breast and say, "Be merciful to me." And Jesus Christ Himself said he was justified when he went down to his house. So what does this mean? This means, for some people, to be justified is to be forgiven of your sins, but that's something later. No, justification is now. The kingdom of heaven is within us. So justification is something that occurs now, every time we reach out to God in the proper way, not thinking of ourselves too highly and not asking for self-centered things, but instead offering to God our heart, as poor as it may be. Every time we do that, God justifies us, which is to give us a quiet confidence, not a boastfulness like the Pharisee, but a quiet confidence that indeed we can live the Christian life fully. We can change, that the things which beset us now will not be always besetting us, that we will be able to change. This quiet confidence. To be the publican had a change come upon him. Think of this moment when he went into the temple as the first time that he truly repented. But it won't be the last. There will be other times, even as he gathers virtues and becomes kind and gives gives alms to the poor and prays and fasts and loves others and has no hatred in his heart for anyone. As he gathers virtues, there will be times when he feels again, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because of things he has done or said, or even more likely, just the things he has thought. So this is an ongoing process of asking God for mercy. But the beautiful, wonderful, ironic dichotomy is, on one hand, he felt he had nothing to offer, and all he could say is, God, be merciful to me. He was feeling the lowest of low. He couldn't feel any worse about himself personally. And yet, after his prayer, this one who felt so poor was given this quiet hope in God, this feeling that things would be better. Normally, someone who feels so terribly about themselves does not feel good after doing one thing. And perhaps you say, well, I don't feel that good after saying my prayers. I don't feel justified. I still feel like, you know, the things that I did yesterday, I'll do tomorrow, because I can't seem to figure out how to stop them. Well, perhaps then you do not pray as the publican prayed. Perhaps you don't pray with a complete sense that you are worthless and that without God you can do nothing. And that you've messed things up. And God help me. If you have that kind of feeling, that kind of prayer, then God will help and you will gather confidence. Now this is, like I said, is a vignette. The publican went down justified, but he didn't feel that. He only felt a small amount of warmth. It takes time to have more warmth. Now, when you feel that you have just done things wrong, you're just not living the way you think you should live. You feel bad about it. The publican gives us an example of how to pray, not only in our hearts, not only the disposition, but even the content of our prayer. I would say if you feel extremely depressed, it would probably be easier for you to just say the Jesus Prayer, or to say, God be merciful to me, a sinner, or even Lord have mercy, perhaps with a few prostrations, rather than to read an Akathist, which is a complicated thing and involves many words and much to comprehend. But all we really need to comprehend is, God be merciful to me, a sinner. So if you do not feel the warmth of God in your heart, as you think you should or as you desire, then you must modify the way you pray. You must feel worse about yourself so that you can feel better. Now, this is not a feeling that of self-loathing or having a poor self-image. No, nothing like that at all. It's just seeing things as they are. And if you see things as they are, then you can get better. So a Christian, although he should feel he can give nothing to God, he should also realize that he can be more than conquerors. He can mount up like an eagle because God will help him. So he should have confidence in God, not in himself. So for Christianity, it is not proper for a person to always feel that they cannot do anything and that they are worthless. No. You've been bought with a great price. You cannot do anything by yourself, but with God you can do everything. So this quiet confidence should build in you the more you pray like the publican. It's really kind of, it turns a lot of the thinking of the world right on its head. In order to do well, you must think you cannot do well without God. It's not the way the world thinks, but it's the way God wants us to think. Because the reality is we can do nothing without Him. And the more we understand that, the more we accomplish. Now the Pharisee, his great, great sin was to judge others. I've told you before in some of the stories of the fathers, I believe it's in the Key of Caves. There was a monk who was very, very lazy. Oftentimes he didn't get up for matins, you know, matins or the midnight office would be at 2 in the morning and he didn't get up. Many times he was quite lazy, he ate too much and he wasn't good about saying his cell rule and everybody knew that he was pretty lazy. I mean, it's not a sin to see that people are lazy. It's a sin to judge them for being lazy. But, you know, you can recognize what is true. And so the monks, when he became sick and was on his deathbed, they were quite concerned because they were afraid for his soul. So they went before the bed, you know, and they were saying the prayer of the canon for the separation of the soul from the body. And the monk, the father, had this beautiful smile on his face. And the brothers just didn't understand this. They thought he should be quite frightened. And so one asked him, "Brother, why are you so happy? Aren't you afraid of the judgment because you've led such a lazy life?" And he says, "No, not at all. Yes, I've been lazy, but there is one thing that I have never done. I have never judged any other man." And our Lord says, "By the measure you meet, it shall be meted out to you." And so that's why he was happy. Now, I've told you before, there's if you cannot judge anyone, then you'll be saved, no matter what your sins are. But let's face it, we add on to our sins not only besides all of our other sins, we also judge very much. But if we are thinking like the publican, thinking that we have nothing to offer, then why should we bother? Why should we have the time to judge another man? It doesn't make any sense. When you are running from a fire in a house, you're not looking at the other people around you that are trying to be saved and saying, "I remember this person. He's a robber. He's a liar. I don't like him." You don't have time. You're concerned only for one thing. So let us be like the publican and only care to give to God our heart, to be sorry for our sins. And if we are like this, then we won't judge others. We won't be like the Pharisee. We won't feel that we have so much to offer God. And in feeling that we cannot offer to God anything of ourselves, we will offer to God everything, which is our heart and our perfection. And we will become perfected in Christ because of our attitude and God's grace. God does not visit the proud. He only visits the humble. So let us be like this publican. But remember, all of his life was not spent feeling miserable. No, his life was spent getting better and better and better and better, but never taking credit for becoming better. Enjoying the fruits, but the fruits of becoming more perfect and holy were a quiet confidence and warmth in his heart. So let us aim for this type of feeling, and not a feeling that we are better than others. May God help us.